Iraq's universities remain a target for insurgents and militias. Iraqi media reports say more than 1,000 professors have been murdered. Many more have left the country, which threatens the future of education in Iraq. But Iraq's loss has been neighboring Syria's gain. A group of Iraqi professors who fled there pooled their savings and opened a new private university outside of Damascus. They are recruiting some of the best professors from Iraq. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Damascus.
More than 1,000 students are enrolled here. The modern glass and concrete buildings, the labs, the computer classrooms, even the soccer field, it's all new. Almost all of the professors are from Iraq, refugees in Syria. They were department heads back home, at the top of their fields, which is why so many Syrian students have signed up for the chance to learn from them. Mohammed Al-Dura is studying to be a doctor.
My opinion, I think the Iraqi professors are the best doctors and professors in all the world.
So do you feel that you're doing better than other Syrians by studying here?
Of course. Really? I think I would be the best doctor in the world if I graduate from this university.
This is one in English, one in Arabic.
In the president's office, a book sits open on the desk. It is L. Paul Bremer's account of his year ruling Iraq. The violence that followed forced Abdelmajid Sadoun to come to Syria. He's the founder of this institution. He put together the financing, recruited the professors, convinced Syrian officials to let him open. A law professor, Sadoun says he wanted to create a safe place to teach again.
We have the staff, we have the money, and we have the qualifications to go on in this university.
We will dissect the frog.
This is the language of instruction for these science and technology students, the first university in Syria to offer classes in English. For Hadila El Arabi, an Iraqi living in Germany, it was reason enough to enroll.
Because German, who talks German? It's only Germany, Switzerland, and those, Austria, and English, it's like worldwide, you know, and it's better.
Iraqi student Shahad Zubaydi, in the second year of a pharmacy program, came simply because it is safe.
Well, actually, I finished my first year in Baghdad, but then I transferred here because of the situation. I've been bombing and the roads are closed 24/7. It became impossible to go to college there.
The copy machines are busy. While courses here are based on American models, professors packed their own lesson plans when they fled from home. They've tried to reestablish the old Iraq on this campus in Syria, where professors are valued. Dr. Hikmat Shelbaf heads the medical college. He says the lethal new divisions across the border don't matter here.
Doesn't matter. No. I am Shi'i. Somebody else who is Sunni, Christian.
And no problems. You don't fight.
Neither here nor there. We don't fight.
These professors have another bond. They were all targeted for death. Not because they were Sunnis or Shiites, Christians or Kurds, says Riyad Shaker Aoum, the dean of science here, but because, he says, Iraq's religious radicals want to force out anyone who has an advanced degree from the West.
Of course they know. I mean, what do you think? I mean, everything is in their hand now. They know everyone, from where he's graduated, what's his religion, everything they know.
The Iraq he knew is gone, says Aoum, so he came to Syria, but he worries about his family.
My family is there in Baghdad. I got 2 doctors in the College of Medicine in Baghdad, and my son, he's Master of Computer Engineering in Baghdad University also.
Is education more important than life?
Life is very important, that's right, but education also is important for us.
A Syrian student in a white lab coat stirs chemicals for an experiment. An Iraqi professor guides her work. They have brought their skills and knowledge to Syria, but biologist Farkat Fatah asks if the university he left in Iraq will survive the war.
Well, when we talk about surviving, the building will survive. Some of the people will survive. But what we talk about the standard of science there, this is doubtful, really doubtful.
For now, Syria is one haven for Iraq's educated elite who wonder if they can ever go home. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Damascus.